Boys and girls, here's Dick Tracy. Presenting Detective Inspector Dick Tracy, protector of law and order. Boys and girls, if you want to do thrilling, adventurous things like your favorite detective Dick Tracy does, just remember that detective work takes plenty of energy. Sure, most exciting things take energy. Baseball, football, swimming. It's the boys and girls with plenty of energy who win out at all those. And listen, one really fast way to get energy is just by eating delicious, chocolatey Tootsie Rolls. But just one Tootsie Roll alone gives you more energy units than you use hiking a whole mile. And there's no long waiting for that energy either. Tootsie Rolls change into energy almost as fast as lightning. And what's more, Tootsie Rolls are made with good, wholesome milk. And you know what a wonderful bodybuilder that is. So next time you have a nickel for candy, get the 3-in-1 value. Energy, plus food value, plus fun. Get chocolatey, long-lasting Tootsie Rolls. Get the big jumbo-sized Tootsie Roll for only a nickel. Or any time you have only a penny, get the fun-to-eat penny size. Either way, you sure get a lot for your money in a Tootsie Roll. And now, Dick Tracy. Well, Dick quit thinking. It's outwitted the arch-criminal, Mrs. Johnson. She planned to loot and pillage one whole section of the city. But because Dick was on the job, her efforts ended in the arrest of all 40 of her underlings. But of these 40, one man's story alone differed from the others. His name was Doc Benson, a genial but notorious bank robber. Dick's friend, the prosecutor, thought that Doc Benson might lead them to Mrs. Johnson herself. So against Dick's advice, the prosecutor released Benson, and Dick had him shadowed. But as Dick had predicted, in a matter of hours, Doc Benson had slipped out of sight. Well, if Dick only knew about it, he'd be very interested in a cheap furnished apartment.
The bath will be ready in a moment, Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you, Doris.
Shall I answer that?
No, I'll get it. Wayne Holt's the only one who knows where we are.
Yes? What is it?
Did you send for a radio man?
Oh, just a moment.
At your service, madam.
Well, come right in.
Well, my dear, we meet again.
Doc. Doc Benson. How on earth did you talk your way out of the city prison?
I didn't even try. The prosecutor himself got the bright idea of releasing me. He thought I'd blaze a trail to your charming self, my dear.
You mean they're following me?
Not now, they're not.
But why should they want to find me? They don't know anything about me.
Oh, you're wrong, Mrs. Johnson. May I sit down?
Of course, excuse me.
That's better. There's a certain detective inspector named Dick Tracy, whom it would be very foolish to underrate.
Dick Tracy? He knows about me?
That brown-eyed filly who conned herself off on you is an old friend of mine. She's really one of Tracy's closest friends.
The girl I took on that Granite Street bank job?
Yes. Somehow she managed to tip off her friend Tracy. That's why your little party was spoiled.
Oh, this Dick Tracy is the one I can thank for my troubles, is he?
For some of them, Mrs. Johnson.
But how do you know about that girl, Doc?
I spent the night with Wayne Hoyle. He told me. That's how I knew where to find you, too.
I see. Then if you're really sure, you've shaken off the police.
I'm positive. I'm as safe here as, well, as you are. Perhaps even safer.
That's marvelous. You and Wayne and I can take up right where we left off.
Yes. Almost. So you still have your maid, don't you, Doris?
Why on earth do you ask?
Do you?
Why, she still works for me, Doc. What about her?
Where is she? Is she here?
Why, as it happens, no.
Excellent.
What are you building up to?
A simple announcement, my dear.
Oh?
I think our recent experience has shown that woman's place is in the home.
Oh, I see. You don't like the way I've handled things.
Mishandled, you mean?
Does Wayne feel the same way?
Wayne is in love with you, Mrs. Johnson, which is another way of saying the boy's a fool.
Dear me, what long songs you have.
The fact remains that I'm through taking orders from you.
You've resented me right from the start, haven't you, Doc?
I resent anyone who doesn't know his own limitations.
I see. Will you excuse me a moment?
Sit right where you are.
Why, Doc, put that gun away. Aren't you being ridiculous?
Maybe. But after what I've just told you, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
No, I detest violence. You know I don't own a gun. I merely wanted to turn off the water in the bathtub.
I don't hear any water.
My, how skeptical we are. Open that door and you will.
I see I owe you an apology, my dear.
Accepted, my dear. Well, I'm willing to forego my bath, but do you mind if I put a dress on?
Your negligee is most becoming, but suit yourself.
Thank you. I shan't be long. Mrs. Johnson, I couldn't help hearing and
turn the water off, sir.
What in heaven's name are you doing with that gun? Where did you get it?
It was Benny Miff's gun. I heard what Mr. Benson just told you, so I...
Get it, child. Help me get dressed.
A brown tailored suit, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
But do look out for that, Mr. Benson. He's out for himself alone.
Who of us isn't?
I'm not.
You?
Oh, I know you can turn me in any time you like. But you didn't turn me in when you caught me. That means you're my friend, Mrs. Johnson.
Why, of course I am, Doris. But we've agreed to forget all about your short-lived criminal career.
Yes, ma'am. Which blouse are you wearing?
The red, I think.
That Mr. Benson out there, he ain't no friend of yours.
No. I didn't realize you felt so strongly about it.
That man's jealous. He wants to be boss. And any time you got two bosses, you got trouble.
But that gun isn't the way to settle it.
The only way to out-talk a gun is with another gun.
Hand me my pocketbook, dear. My lipstick's in it.
Thanks. When a man like Mr. Benson gets through, he's all through. That man wouldn't think 1, 2, 3 of leaving the law to you.
Then why didn't he do it, Doris?
How do you know he didn't?
Yes. He may have something there.
You take my advice, Mrs. Johnson, and let's sneak out of the back way right now.
No, we'll need a little time.
Have we any adhesive tape?
Yeah, in the medicine cabinet.
Good.
Now, give me time to get him interested.
I understand, ma'am.
And no...
I know. No violence.
Right. Get back against the wall so he won't see you.
Who are you talking to in there?
I? No one. Oh, I had the radio on.
Oh, I see. Where do you think you'll go from here, Mrs. Johnson?
Is it as bad as that, Doc? I can't even stay in the same town, is that it?
Not unless you're willing to take orders instead of giving them, which I strenuously doubt.
You're right. I certainly won't take orders from you.
At the moment, you'll take anything I care to hand out.
But the moment's past, Mr. Benson. Don't turn around.
Oh. You lied, Mrs. Johnson. Doris was here.
As you can tell from that gun in your wrist.
Doris is bluffing. You don't own a gun.
No, but Benny missed it. Remember Benny?
All too well.
Put your hands up, Doc. All the way up. Now keep them there until I get your gun.
It's in his right-hand coat pocket. And you make sure he hasn't got another one.
Good idea, Doris.
Oh, but I assure
Stand
you...
Stand still, you.
Sorry?
No, he had only this one. Take it, Doris. Is it loaded?
Of course it is.
Wait till I make sure. If it's loaded. Now, give me Benny's gun, Doris.
Okay.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Johnson?
I think you need a rest, Doc. A nice, long rest. So, when your friend Dick Tracy finds you, and also finds the gun that killed Knuckles Jordan...
I see. Perhaps you are more clever than I thought.
Oh, definitely. Lower your hands now and put them behind you.
Doris, I've got the adhesive tape right here. Give it to me.
It'll be a bit uncomfortable, Doc, but only for a little while.
And make it good and tight, Mrs. Johnson. If he gets himself loose too soon, you and I'll never get it.
Hi, Pat. Where you been?
In with McHenry. Trying to cheer the poor guy up.
Has he seen him sick? How was he on Mac?
Well, a little rough the first time from what I gathered, but not so bad the second time.
Now, that's good. After all, it was the prosecutor's own idea to release Doc Benson.
Well, from what Mac told me, I wouldn't remind the prosecutor of that.
Right. Now, the entry in that checkbook we saw in Mrs. Johnson's apartment was for 112. And it's sort of a loft building near where Doc Benson disappeared.
Yeah, and its address is 112. Max told me. But, of course, there's a 112 on nearly every block.
I know, Pat. But why should Benson disappear near one particular place?
Huh? Shall I get it?
No, I'm right here. Dick Tracy speaking.
Don't leave your office until a telegram arrives.
What? Who's this?
Just a friend.
Pat, put a trace on me.
Right.
Now, what was that about a telegram?
Don't leave your office until it comes.
Hello? Put a tracer on extension 35.
Well, if you don't care to give me your name, how will I know it's your telegram?
You'll know it all right, Inspector. Goodbye.
Wait, don't hang up.
Well? Well, sure, it was quick. Don't give me no alibis.
Pat, it was a woman's voice.
I don't think she gave them time to trace it, Dick.
Probably just a crank, anyway.
Why? What'd she say?
Oh, something about a telegram. Me not to leave the office until it came.
Huh? You did? Are you sure? Yeah, swell, Silverman. That was good work, thanks.
So?
They're pretty sure that call came from a booth in a drugstore on West Lark Street.
West Lark? That's where Doc Benson disappeared. Say, maybe that dame wasn't just a nut. Maybe there really is a telegram.
We'll see what Dick Tracy learns from Mrs. Johnson's telegram in just a moment. But first, girls, here's Dick Tracy with a special message just for you.
You know, you girls can do exciting things, too. These days, they're even hiring girl firefighters. So if you want to grow up to do adventurous work like that, just remember, you'll need plenty of energy. And the way to get it is by sleeping 8 or 10 hours every night, drinking lots of milk, eating healthful vegetables, and plenty of wholesome energy food. Now, you do that, and take it from me, the boys won't have a thing on you.
Well, thanks, Dick Tracy. And remember, boys and girls, Tootsie Rolls are real energy food. For one penny Tootsie Roll alone contains more energy units than you use riding your bike 3 whole miles. And it's fast energy, too. The minute you eat a delicious chocolatey Tootsie Roll, you can almost feel new pep in your muscles. Tootsie Rolls are made with nourishing milk, too. So tonight, right after dinner, get a fun-to-eat Tootsie Roll. Remember, a penny Tootsie Roll is still only a penny. A nickel Tootsie Roll is still only 5 cents. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
Read that thing again, Dick. I can't believe it.
It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it, Pat?
You bet.
The doctor and the gun that killed Jordan are waiting for you at 166 West Lark. And it's signed a friend.
The doctor. The doctor must mean Doc Benson.
Looks like you and I are going to take a look at that place.
You'll hear more thrilling adventures of Detective Inspector Dick Tracy tomorrow, same time, same station. This is Don Gardner speaking. For Tootsie Rolls. Mothers, if you're tired of coaxing your child to eat vegetables and drink milk, do this. Put fun-to-eat Tootsie Rolls on the table as an extra dessert and see if your problem isn't solved. And this pleasant way to encourage good eating habits has a twofold advantage. For Tootsie Rolls themselves are good, healthful food. Made with milk and enriched with dextrose, they're a quick energy food everybody needs. You'll like them for mid-afternoon energy pickup. And they're fine for your husband's lunchbox. So get Tootsie Rolls for the whole family. Only 5 cents buys the big jumbo size. Dick Tracy comes to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.